بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Before the short break, we were discussing about development of peace process, the progress of peace process, which was going to touch its end, and which was going to be put into black and white the next day after the whole day consultation and counseling and clarification of positions and removing the doubts and suspicions from the minds of the companions Zubayr bin Awwam, Talha radiallahu anhu, and also after reminding them and referring to the Prophet's traditions as well, one of that of the Prophet's reference that a rebel will kill Ammar, and the presence of Ammar in Ali's force also justified Ali's position, which was now evident to the view of Zubayr bin Awwam radiallahu anhu as well as Talha radiallahu anhu. So after this all efforts now, after this all considerations and consultations and counseling and explanation and clarification, ultimately the thing which was settled and decided was that both of the forces now will come to sign, to pen the peace document the next morning, in which that will be a reflection of their consent and of their agreement on the issue of the qisas of Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, as well as that the caliphate of the caliph Ali radiallahu anhu also to be in this way consolidated, that the challenges particularly of the Basra was definitely going to be now eliminated from the caliphate as well as from the caliph's list of the number of challenges which he had before his hand, that of one of the governor of Syria, the second the rebels or the rioters, and the third was now Basra, which was this the challenge of Basra was now going to be eliminated the next day by the peace document which was due to be signed in the next morning. So this is the very amicable and very positive development which had taken place by the evening of this day, in which they had encamped in the borders of Basra after their march of Islamic force of Ali radiallahu anhu, as well as the force of the companions Talha and Zubair radiallahu anhuma. So and after their meeting one to one directly, and after their clarification and reminding of the authentic references of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So now they were convinced, and that the mind which they had, that Ali radiallahu anhu may have some soft corner for the rebels or the rioters, were also eliminated from their minds. All the suspicions and the doubts they had in their mind were all eliminated and were all removed. Now they were in full confidence in Ali radiallahu anhu that he is also having the same mind of taking qisas of the assassins of Usman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. But yet, although he was although the matter has been delayed for the certain reasons which were explained by Qasar radiallahu anhu, that first the consolidation of the caliphate is the top priority, as well as to restore the peace and order in the whole caliphate is also the top priority. Similarly, to put the administrative system into right course and into full operation over the caliphate was also the top priority. So the governance first, once established on its firm footing, then only the issue of the qisas will be dealt in at length and in depth, and the people who are concerned and culprits and commit and the perpetrators, they would be brought to book. So this Qaqa's explanation and his clarification had really contributed a lot in bringing peace process to its final touch by the both of the forces. So now and after this Qaqa radiallahu's contribution and his service and his explanation, when the two forces met directly and they then interacted and then talked to each other, they also found and they also clarified their position by all the doubts and the thoughts whatever they had harbored were all removed. And they were all now clear in their position, they were all clear in their minds that they have, both of the forces have the common ground, both of the forces have the common faith, both of the forces have the common view of taking qisas. But yet the only reason for delay was that of administrative reason. That of administrative reason and not any not anything other than that. So for that administrative reasons, that the qisas was yet not being taken. So they were now convinced by Qaqa radiallahu anhu's thought and explanation that administrative system yet needs to be put on the right track and on the right course and on the firm footing. For that, they need to support the caliph and his office and his caliphate. So they also showed their agreement, and they also extended their support now to the caliph Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu by giving their consent to the position to the position of the caliph Ali radiallahu anhu, and by giving the proposal to go for the peace documentation by the next morning. So this suggestion and this all development was actually destined and was actually aimed at restoration of peace and order, which was actually the aim of Ali radiallahu anhu, for which he had set off from Medina to Basra. So now he was going, alhamdulillah, going to achieve the main goal which he had in his mind while he was departing from Medina to Basra, to restore peace and order, to bring the companions back to the track, and to bring the whole situation under control, under his control, and to bring and to integrate the whole caliphate and all the companions, and to take them into full confidence, into full faith, which alhamdulillah by his and his spokesman's Qaqa's efforts have been alhamdulillah achieved by the end of this day. Only now the peace document was left to be signed for the next morning. That was also due the next morning. So this is how this all peace process had completed by the evening of this day. So there was further spokesmen who were coming from both forces, from both sides. For example, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu had moved from the force of from the caliph side to the other group and to further bridge the gap. And similarly, from the other group side, Muhammad bin Talha radiallahu anhuma had moved to the caliph side, so that again the bridge could be further strengthened and could be further established to curtail the gap and to bring the both of the groups closer and united. So this is how the exchange of the spokesmen were also there. Abdullah bin Abbas, spokesman and representing the Ali's radiallahu anhu, the caliph side, and Muhammad bin Talha radiallahu anhuma representing the side of the of Talha and Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhuma. So this way how the full-fledged process and full-fledged confidence was restored into the both of the forces, and this way they were now clear and they were now satisfied with all the developments which had happened so far by the evening of the of this day. When this all development and this all scenario was witnessed by the rebels, by the mischief mongers, they were now anxiously worried for their last hours of their happy days, because now they were going to be questioned for their all acts and for all their accounts, and they were all now going to be put into accountability for all the perpetrations they had committed so far in Medina as well as other elsewhere. So now they were quite worried. So this was the time when the rebels started another consultation, and they now were decided, as I referred before, that they had made a plan of somehow creating a battle, somehow causing a battle in between the two forces, and then they were now left, then they would be only left